week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Dice of Crowns by Thing 12 Games, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Sean with me today. How's it going, Sean?
It's going great, Barry.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and maybe a little bit more about Thing 12 Games.
Sure. I've personally been in the games industry for 16 years now, mostly working in video games, handheld stuff, iOS, all kinds of stuff. And over the last several years, my passion for board games has been kind of reignited by all the revolution that's been going on within the industry. And I've always had a lot of ideas I've been wanting to kind of get into play. And so we just started kind of working on things on my own side. And I came up with a game concept and was just like, oh, maybe it's something I could just do on my own. And then as it kind of kept going along, it was like, well, this is actually fun. And I started having people check it out, and they're like, yeah, we really dig this. So I partnered up with one of my producer buddies I've been friends with for a long time. We've worked together for a long time. And he had been looking at Kickstarter from the financial aspect, where I'd been looking at Kickstarter from the creative aspect. And so it was just a really good marriage for the two of us.
It was good. It was a good match right away.
Yeah, absolutely, out of the gate. And so we banded together to create Thing 12 Games. His name's Sean Harold, and I'm Sean Epperson. So in order to keep things a little unique, we always called each other Thing 1 and Thing 2. So since that's an owned IP, we were like, well, why don't we make it Thing 12? And so Thing 12 Games was born.
Awesome. That's really exciting. That's cool. That's cool that you can be able to have a friend that, one, complements and also adds to, you know, he's focused on one thing, you're focused on your thing, but then you can work together to create a company and then be successful with it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's been really great. And working in the games industry has actually helped us out a lot, to the point that, you know, we know lots of different artists and lots of different illustrators and programmers and all kinds of people that, because the games industry, the video game industry, chews people up pretty heavily, you know, someone might be between gigs or whatever. So we've been able to partner with those people, and we've had good working relationships with them, you know, friendships and whatnot. And they're like, yeah, we'd love to be a part of your project. Darren Michelson, who has done the art for Dice of Crowns, is a guy that I worked with at a previous company. Chris Quistorf, who's doing the illustrative work and helped create the video for Dice of Crowns, another person I worked with, you know, really talented guy. So it's mostly just like taking those relationships that we've created and like coming together as a group and doing something really cool that everybody has fun working on.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's one thing that I have learned as I have been doing this podcast for a while now, that it really comes down to networking and people that you know, and being, because I've seen a bunch of successful projects, and it really came down to that they were, you know, they had a large network so that they could spread the word around and also be able to get in contact with other illustrators or artists to do things. And so that's what we always encourage people, all the listeners of the show and aspiring people that want to get onto Kickstarter, that sometimes you need to put yourself out there and start getting to know people and increase your network for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think a person is crazy if they're going to try and do something like this completely on their own, just because there's so many different parts that could go wrong. And, you know, being able to rely on someone else to kind of be a little better at something than you may be, allows you to focus on something, you know, and be stronger at that. So
exactly. And plus it's, you know, less stressful when you can spread the stress
exactly
around. Well, we're here to talk about Dice of Crowns. So why don't you tell us about the game and about your Kickstarter campaign?
So Dice of Crowns is a quick playing, take that style game with some push your luck aspect. The story is that the king of the land has died, and all the players are fighting for control of the crown because they should be the king. Players roll the dice, and then based on the results, they're able to get crown tokens. They're able to send out messages to other players. Those players get to roll on that player's turn and can stab them in the back or get crowns for themselves. So it's unlike most dice games. There is a communal, constant moving aspect to it. So it's not just one person takes their turn, the next person takes their turn. It's I take my turn, some things happen, and other people get to interact in the middle of my turn and either potentially help me or screw up my plans or, you know, help themselves out before someone else takes their next turn. So there's really no downtime in the game. That's the thing that's really fascinating about it.
That is really nice. It's nice to, yeah, because other dice games that I've experienced, it's more the I'll take my turn and I'm just going to sit here while it goes around the table and everyone else takes their turn and everything. So it's nice that there's a more interactive aspect of the game to where you want to pay attention the whole time because something could happen to you even when it's not your turn.
Exactly. And there's a lot of collusion that can go on in the game. Like, you're trying to encourage one, like, no, go stick a dagger in that guy, like, put it on him, don't come after me, we'll make a pact because he's getting ahead. And yeah, so whenever we've done tons and tons, hundreds of playtests, and I've never seen anyone just have the time to check out of the game, like, oh, I'm just going to check my phone. Like, you don't have that time, which is cool to see everyone really engaged and really involved in it.
Well, it's nice, and it's a quick-paced game. It says on the Kickstarter that it takes about 10 to 20 minutes to play. Is that correct?
So the basic rules we kept really simple, really light, so that someone who maybe their game-playing experience is, you know, limited to Yahtzee or Monopoly or something like that, and they can play the game in 5 to 10 minutes. You can teach it to literally just about anybody, and they'll get it right away. The advanced game has a little more strategy to it and goes a little bit longer, like 15, 20 minutes, but in the whole, it plays pretty quickly.
That's really nice. It's nice because sometimes you want to play a board game and you just want to play something really quick before, you know, you go to bed or go out or something. Or, you know, with a small compact game like yours, you know, take it to when you go out to dinner with your wife or something like that and play a game while you're waiting for your food.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things we like about the basic rules is that it's so fast that, you know, you could be maybe, oh, we're at the bar, we're ordering drinks, and, like, you pull it out and play a game, and by the time your drinks come back, you're just wrapping up. One of my favorite stories is I was actually doing a demo for a different game at a convention down in Portland, and one of the players had to go move their car because, you know, their parking pass was going to be ending, and they're like, oh, I need to move my car before I get a ticket. So we're like, okay, that's cool. We'll just put the game on pause. So after she took off, I'm like, hey, guys, you want to play a game? And like, what? Sure. So I pulled out Dice of Crowns, and we played a game and finished up by the time she was coming back. Like, there we go. Perfect.
Boom. Just busted out, and I'm sure they were all pleasantly pleased with the game.
Yeah, you know, rather than just, like, sitting around, like, oh, I guess I'll check my email or something, like, oh, we're doing something fun that's still, like, keeping everybody engaged.
Definitely. So, the Kickstarter has still 11 days to go when we're recording this podcast. But, I mean, you guys were funded within the first 18 hours of your game, so that's super exciting, and congratulations.
Thanks, yeah. That kind of blew us away. I mean, from the very beginning when this game was brought to me by the designer Badger, I knew it was really cool and really something special. But, you know, as an indie dev, Kickstarter is basically like the stock market. You really don't know. It's a crapshoot. So, like, well, we're going to do everything we can to, you know, get as many eyes out there and all these playtests and, you know, hit every convention that we can. But still, like, we don't know how it's going to do. We hope it'll do well. And then you see it funded in 18 hours. You're like, wow. Awesome.
It's It's a nice natural high when that happens, right?
Yeah.
You know, you just get giddy inside it. And that's super exciting. So we know the game's going to be made. So when the Kickstarter ends, when do you hope to have the game out to the backers? And do you guys plan on bringing it to retail?
Oh, absolutely, to retail for sure. So let's see, what do we have here? I think we have it set as... looks like estimated delivery is November. And that's just because, okay. I mean, the game itself is done. Like, all the rules are basically finalized. We're messing around with a couple, like, last-minute tweaks based on, you know, like, we're continually playtesting, continually getting feedback from, you know, the backers or other players or whatnot. But as far as, like, components go, everything's nailed down, you know, all the art's done, all that sort of stuff. So we're basically just waiting on the Kickstarter funds to come through, which is usually about 2 weeks after a Kickstarter ends. And then, you know, we get the money over to the manufacturer and they start their thing. So we're working with a manufacturer called What Z Games, and they are actually pretty quick at delivering stuff. That's actually one of the reasons we selected them. It's because we actually wanted to get the game to people, you know, fairly quickly, and Wutz has a pretty good reputation for quality as well.
That's great. And so, you know, November, Christmas time, you know, great Christmas present to give to people too.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Exactly. Yeah, especially...
Well, that's super... Oh, go ahead.
Especially since, you know, you literally can play the basic rules and teach it to anybody. I've taught it to my daughter's soccer parents that, you know, are not gamers. Like, these are just people that, maybe they play some games on their phone or whatever, but, you know, I teach them the basic rules in a minute, and they get it, and they start playing, like, oh, it's a lot of fun, I really like this, and, like, oh, you know, I've played Yahtzee before, I get the basic idea behind this, so.
That's exciting. Well, it's, you know, that, and that's great to... You know, it's a testament to your game that you can be able to teach it to anyone, even those people that wouldn't consider themselves gamers. So that's pretty exciting. So, Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show. I know that a successful Kickstarter and how much you guys have been doing, you're crazy busy with your time. So I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to let me and also the listeners know a little bit more about Dice of Crowns.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I love any chance we get to go out and just, you know, interact with the community as a whole, you know, the podcasters and, you know, the guys that do video stuff and everything. Like, you guys do a lot to help the community and, you know, you help make us successful. So anything we can do to help you guys be successful and interact with the players, that's great. I love that.
Definitely. Well, once again, it goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show about just networking and creating a greater board gaming community so that we could all benefit from all these amazing things that are coming out.
Yeah, totally.
So thanks again. Why don't you tell people maybe where they can find more out about Thing 12 Games?
So we are on all the social media outlets. We have stuff on Instagram as Thing 12 Games. We're on Twitter at Thing 12 Games, and we're on Facebook as Thing 12 Games. There's something consistent there.
Surprise, surprise.
They can also find Dice of Crowns is specifically on Facebook in its own thing. So we wanted a special Facebook account for that in case someone was just interested in that, maybe not anything else. You know, that would be the all Dice of Crowns informational page for them. But the other ones are kind of like our broader scope, like all the different games that we're going to be coming out with and that sort of thing.
Definitely. And also make sure, you know, you could always go to the Kickstarter to check out Dice of Crown.
Indeed.
So, and definitely go check it out, back it, and add this game to your collection. It's something that obviously everyone can play and everyone can enjoy. And thanks again, Sean. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He created our intro and outro. He's Dan, the board game man from the Geek All-Stars. And you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.